Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium as we get set for non-conference basketball, part of the Dort College Christmas Classic. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Viterbo V-Hawks in non-conference basketball play. This will be the second game of the day. The first contest won by Northwestern as they were victorious earlier today over Friends by 30-plus points. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 7-7 overall. Viterbo 2-14 looking for their third win of the season. And before we go any further along, we will be pausing for our prayer that will be offered by Kevin Gasink, and then we will get back to starting lineups and look at the matchup between these two teams. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come here at the close of another year, Lord, we just want to thank you for all the many blessings you've bestowed upon both colleges, teams, players, fans. And we ask, Lord, that we also want to thank you for the opportunity for athletic competition. And we ask for your blessing on the match today, that both teams may use their God-given ability best of their ability. We ask for safety from injury, and Lord, may at the end of this day, and also as we move into this new year, and all we do is your glory. In His name we pray.
And we get along now with our starting lineup, and let's take a look first of all at the starting lineup for the Viterbo V-Hawks under Coach Bobby Vandenberg. They will start number 3. Cassie Hofschild, a 5'8 sophomore from Andover, Minnesota. She's averaging 4.2 points per game. Number 10 is Peyton Curry. She is a 5'10 sophomore from Chandler, Arizona, averaging 6.8 points per contest. Number 12 is Bailey Jones, a 5'4 senior from Yorkville, Illinois, averaging 3.2 points per game. Number 21 is Alyssa Nilsson, a 5'9 freshman from Wilson, Wisconsin, averaging 11.4 points per game. And number 34 is Arissa Geiser, a 6'2 senior from Stockbridge, Wisconsin, averaging 5.9 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kenzie Bausme, 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 6.4 points per contest. Number 4 is Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.2 points per game. Number 23 is Paige Engbers, a 5'10 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 9.4 points per outing. Annie Rinesmith wears number 25. She's a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.1 points per game. And Shea Palama is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per outing. The Dort College Defenders are coached by Katie DeWitt Severson in her second year as Dort College head coach. Viterbo is 1-4 in North Star Athletic Conference play. The wins for Viterbo are over Buena Vista and Waldorf. This will be the V-Hawks' first competition since the GPAC. Against a GPAC opponent, I should say. Viterbo has played a couple foes familiar to Dort College with Dakota State, a 59-48 loss, and Jamestown, an 81-45 loss. Alyssa Nelson is averaging 11.4 points per game for the Beehawks and takes in 7.4 rebounds. Viterbo is scoring 50 points per game. They allow 68 points per outing. For the Dort College women, they are coming off a pair of wins in California. They were victorious over Cal Maritime and William Jessup. 9 and 10 days ago, Dort College is getting outscored 67.7 to 61.6, but they do out-rebound teams 39.6 to 37.8. We are set for basketball. Dort College in their home white jerseys. Viterbo in their road crimson jerseys. And Viterbo turns it over after controlling the opening tip. Here comes Kim Cruz with a head full of steam. Dribbles off to the left side, and she is fouled on the play. And the official Marlon Schoenhoven comes over and says that's an arm bar called against Viterbo. Viterbo's, I believe that goes on Cassie Hofschild. Hofschild whistled for foul number 1. And the Dort College defenders get the ball inbounded to Bausma. Bausma with the ball. Bausma gives it up back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Engbers. Engbers comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith with it on the left side. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Gives it back over to Engbers. Engbers comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz drives in. Wild shot over the rim. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Bausma. Bausma gives it up. Right side shot on the way for Engbers is good. Paige Ingbers with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Dort College on the board first. And the Turbo V-Hawks with a basketball. The Turbo pass goes left side. This is Curry with it. Curry down to the baseline, gives it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball, and now we've got a reach-in foul called against the Turbo. The Turbo whistled for the foul. That foul is going to go against number 10, Peyton Curry. Curry whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two against the Turbo. First foul of the game, one against Cassie Hofschild. That one still hasn't shown up on the board. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith on the right side. Comes back over to Ingbers. Ingbers spins it down low for Palama. Palama back out front. Cruz. Cruz, three on the way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Palama. Palama deep in the corner. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz has a lane to the basket. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket. And the Dort College lead is 5-0. 5-0. Dort College out quickly. The defenders enjoying the five-point advantage right out of the gate. With it on the right side, Viterbo. Viterbo gives it over to Nilsson. Nilsson on the right wing. V-Hawks working it to Jones. Jones comes back right side, and we've got a crow hop on the pass reception. Arissa Geiser. Geiser whistled for the travel, and the Dort College defenders forced the turnover. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. 5-0 our score, 8-10 remaining here in the first quarter. Pass goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz out front. Comes back over to Bausma screening away. They went down low for Palama. Palama on the kickout pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Viterbo basketball. Viterbo with the basketball. Bringing it up is Bailey Jones. Jones with it into the front court. Jones passes on the right elbow to Geiser. Geiser with the basketball. Geiser gives it up to Hofschild. Hofschild over to Curry. Curry gets around her player. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Rinesmith picks up her dribble. Passes over to Cruz. Cruz comes back right side. With it is Dort College. Comes back right side underneath Palama. Palama's shot no good, but a foul away from the foul called on the block shot underneath. And that foul is going to go on Nilsson. Nilsson whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number three. Shea Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Pair of free throws on the way for Palama. Palama eyes it. First one is up and through. 79% free throw shooter is Palama, and the Dort College defenders have scored six straight points to start this contest. Another free throw on the way for Palama. This one's up and good. So Palama makes them both, and the Dort College defender lead is 7-0. 7-0 our score. On the right side with it, working it, is Bailey Jones. Jones over to Curry. Curry on the left elbow. Curry bounces it inside to Nilsson. Nilsson shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Viterbo. And I believe it'll be Dort College basketball. It was last touched by the V-Hawks, and the Dort College defenders will get it on the turnover, leading 7-0. 7-0 our score. Dort College in front. Just 3 minutes into the contest. Defenders starting the game with a 7-0 lit run. Bausma with it on the right elbow. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Bausma. Bausma jumper, baseline good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point bucket. It's 9-0, and the Dort College defenders force Viterbo to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, by Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BohrAndSons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Pass goes right side for the basketball as Nilsson. Nilsson kicks it into the corner. Three on the way is up and good. A three-point basket by Peyton Curry, and it's 9-3. Viterbo on the board at the 6:33 mark of the first quarter. Pass comes right side. They swing it left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the wing. Rinesmith comes back over, gets it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz bounces it inside for Bausma. Bausma lay in good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket. It's 11-3. 11-3 our score. 6:11 left to play first quarter. Dort College in control early. Viterbo looking for their third win of the season. Curry kicks it out to the corner, gives it up to Nilsson. Nilsson driving in. Her shot is good. It's 11-5, Dort College by 6. Rinesmith will walk it up. Viterbo has used their first timeout already to talk things over. And since that timeout, they've scored 5 points. Pass comes left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz fires it back over to Palma. Short corner baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up by Geiser. Geiser able to control it. And off and running is Viterbo. Jones. Jones with it on the right wing. Jones has it. Jones comes back. Left side. Over to Curry. And we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Kenzie Bausma. That's number one on her. And it's wholesale changes for the Dort College defenders. New players checking in. Harmson, Gasink, Evavold, Landers, I believe. My view obstructed for the moment. And Flown. Those are your five players on the floor for the Dort College defenders right now. So you went with a line change, if you will. Five in, five out. The Turbo basketball. This is Huebner. They pass it down low. The ball is kicked away. Out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Viterbo basketball. Viterbo with a basketball. And Viterbo gets the ball inbounded. This is Nilsson. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold gives it up. Comes back over to Flown. Flown right side, Gasink. Gasink for the basketball, gives it up Landers. Landers in the corner, underneath Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson left side. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, top of the key, three, no good. And the rebound is tipped in. We've got a foul called on Flown. Alyssa Flown whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. And that is team foul number two on the defenders. 4:49 left to play in the first quarter. Bringing the basketball up is Viterbo. This is Bailey Jones. Jones goes elbow to Nilsson. Nilsson to Jones. Jones out front to Huebner. And Huebner is going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball back. Pass comes right side over to Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson comes back over to Gasink. Gasink to Landers. Landers with the basketball back over to Flown. Flown, Harmson. Harmson catches, fires three. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Coming up with the basketball is Woods. Woods with the ball over to Jones. Jones left side to Huebner. Huebner looks underneath. They get the pass down low, but they kick it out immediately to the perimeter. Woods, 15 to shoot for Viterbo, 3:58 remaining. Shot in the lane is up and good. Olivia Woods with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 11-7, so just a four-point advantage right now for the defenders. Gasink left side over to Landers. Landers lets fly with a three off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold comes back over. Top of the key jumper. Three-pointer on the way by Gasink. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Vihawks. Right side three on the way. This one's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink comes back over to Flown. Flown at the top of the key. Flown's pass through the lane, and it's taken away by Viterbo. And a driving layup up and down for Viterbo's number 14, that's Bryn Bozich. Bozich, player that I didn't anticipate seeing today, comes through with a two-point basket. And Viterbo is closed to within two at 11-9. They give it underneath to Evavold. Evavold power move to the hoop. It's up and down, and that stops the run at 6 points in a row for Viterbo. Viterbo with a basketball. Ball's tipped and taken away by Harmson. Harmson with it. Harmson puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And now we have a foul on the play. Foul called on the rebound as the ball got deflected out to the perimeter. And with 2:32 remaining in the first quarter, Dort College has a 13-9 lead, and Dort College will inbound the basketball. Nope, it's going to be Viterbo basketball. Checking back into the game as Hofschild. Hofschild gets the ball inbounded to Jones. Jones with it. Jones on the left side. She comes back over to Courtney Wall. Wall. Viterbo basketball. Right side comes back over to Hofschild, and Hofschild travels with it. Hofschild walks for the basketball. Gets charged with a travel violation before she can put the ball on the deck. Bringing the basketball up is Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes over to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball to Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Cruz, they fire it underneath, and Cruz loses it. It's picked up by Viterbo. Off and running is Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones across the timeline. Jones comes back over to Hebner. Hebner comes right side to Woods. Woods jumper right side. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College and Angbers. Angbers to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in. Back outside Angbers. Angbers top of the key. Three. No good. Rebound Paloma. Paloma shot. No good. But she is fouled on the putback attempt from the right side of the hoop. And Shea will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair, a certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Paloma makes one of two, and the Dort College defender lead is 14-9. Paloma now has 3 points. She's a 79% free throw shooter entering the contest. V-Hawk basketball, they're looking for the right wing. Dump it left side instead over to Huebner. Huebner with the basketball. Huebner comes back over to Miranda Nelson. Nelson with it. Nelson comes back over to Hofschild. Hofschild travels with it, and that's got to be at least the fourth turnover on Viterbo in terms of travels. They've been charged with six already in this quarter. That's been a problem for them most of the season. I believe they're averaging a little over 25 turnovers per contest. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. 55 seconds and counting. Cruz has it on the right wing. Out front, Angbers. Angbers, three from the left wing, no good. Rebound, Bausma. Bausma lost it. Swipes at it again. Can't hang on to it. Here comes Viterbo. Viterbo basketball. Neither team in the bonus. Dort College does have one foul to give here at the end of the first quarter if they want to do it. Pass comes right side over to Hofschild. Hofschild comes back over to Hebner. Hebner, right side to Dorr. Now comes back right elbow, right wing, and a short jumper from the right wing for Nelson, her first two, and the Dort College lead is 14-11, 18 seconds remaining. Rinesmith back over to Cruz. Cruz misses the three, no good. Rinesmith comes away with it, 11 seconds remaining. Now 9, 8. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Pocket pass to Paloma, and Shea will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Shea Paloma, a 6 foot senior from Hull, 3 for 4 at the moment from the free throw line, 75% free throw shooter for the night, 79 for the season. She makes the first free throw attempt. She's got another one coming, trying to stretch this out. 3.7 seconds left, so Viterbo will have time to get the ball up the floor and maybe get a long shot off. Second free throw is up and good for Paloma, so Paloma makes them both. She's 5 for 6, and the defenders lead 16-11. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Across half court is Huebner. Huebner's shot no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort College 16, Viterbo 11. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. Always interesting, a long press row. Pass goes into Paloma. Paloma puts it up, and Paloma has been making a living at the free throw line here in the first half. She's already taken 6 free throws and made 5, and she's got another 2 on the way as she was fouled in the act of shooting again. Now the player who, obviously you're getting offense, so that's nice and good. Your guard does not get credit for the assist, though, on those plays where free throws result. And that's the pick and roll right now has been there for the North College defenders. Earlier today, Northwestern victorious over Friends in the first game of the day here at the Dort College Christmas Classic. Paloma makes 1 of 2. She is now 6 for 8 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders lead 17-11. So a 6-point bulge for the defenders. Dort College right now on a 3-0 run, all on free throws. Gasing forces a tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Viterbo basketball. So V-Hawk basketball again. Throwing the ball in, the V-Hawks. They get the ball inbounded to Miranda Nelson. Nelson to Jones. Jones back over to Huebner. Pass through the lane is tipped and taken away by Paloma. Shea Paloma gets the ball away to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith dribbling with the right hand. Head full of steam. Kicks it over to Cruz. Cruz comes back over to Gasink. Gasink, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, kick out pass to Engbers. Engbers, nothing there. Into the corner, Rinesmith. Rinesmith is going to be called for a travel. Yep, if they were calling it against Viterbo, they have to follow suit and call it against Dort College. And that time, the travel violation whistled against the defenders. And Rinesmith. Rinesmith, that little crow hop. And sometimes you'll see teams get away with it. Other times you will see it get called. And today it appears that is going to be called a travel violation. Viterbo basketball. On the left side is Hofschild. Hofschild to Huebner. Huebner right side to Jones. Feed it down low. Viterbo basketball. Viterbo, they kick it into the corner. 3 on the way is up and good. So a 3-point bucket by Hofschild. And Hofschild makes it a 17-14 contest. Right side pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing packs over to Cruz. Cruz on the left side. They come back over to Gasing. Gasing, Cruz, Cruz, right side. They feed it underneath Paloma. Paloma's shot no good, but Shea will go back to the free throw line for more free throws. This will be the 9th and 10th free throw already shot for by Paloma this afternoon. Abby Pruitt in the ballgame for the first time today. She checked in at the quarter break. So free throws on the way for Paloma. First one for Shea is up and through. Well, if this continues, Paloma's going to get a ton of attempts. 18-14 pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Paloma makes 1 of 2. She is 6 for 9 now, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. And the defenders lead at 18-14. Viterbo basketball. On the left side is Geiser. Geiser's pass is deflected out by Harmson. Harmson swats it away out of the air. Could have caught it. Instead swatted it out of midair. And now Viterbo has the basketball. Hofschild to toss it in. Hofschild looking. And Hofschild gets it into Geiser. Geiser with the basketball. Geiser to Jones. Four to shoot. Three. She'll put it up from the top of the key. Draws iron. Rebound long. Taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with basketball. Abby with it at the free throw line. Stops behind the back dribble. Again, shakes and bakes into the free throw lane, and she is fouled on the play by Bailey Jones. Jones whistled for the personal foul. Abby Pruitt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where she is 8 of 11 this season, and she is shooting her first free throw here today. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Pruitt makes both free throws. She's 10 for 13 this season. The defenders extend their lead to 20-14. Viterbo basketball, right side is Nilsson. Nilsson goes back over to Hofschild. Hofschild, Nilsson. Nilsson, three, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma over the basketball, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the ball. Pruitt on the right side. Sizes things up, picks up her dribble. Abby looking for someone to pass to. Gets it into the corner, Bausma. Bausma, Landers. Landers can't hang on to it. And the ball is deflected out, taken away by Viterbo and Hebner. Hebner with the basketball. Hebner passes left side over to Geiser. Geiser with it in the corner. Geiser picks up her dribble. Dort College leading 20-14. 6:50 remaining. The Turbo basketball. That's in the first half. Dort College has extended the lead to 6 or 7 a couple different times. Shot from the middle of the lane. No good by Geiser as it kicks off the heel. Comes back over to Pruitt. Dort College in the offensive set. On the left wing with it. Comes back over to Pruitt. Might have traveled with it. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, three off the heel. No good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. New players checking in for the defenders. Five new faces. Angbers, Cruz, Rinesmith, Palama, Ivavold. They're the five on the floor for the defenders. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rinesmith gets the ball inbounded. Palama. Palama jumper, no good. And Palama is going to be called for a foul on the rebound attempt of her missed shot. Shea Palama whistled for her first personal. And that's team foul number one in this quarter against the defenders. 6:19 and counting. First half. The Turbo basketball. This is Bailey Jones. Jones gives it up to Hofschild. Hofschild. Hofschild gives it back over to Geiser. Geiser to Hofschild. Hofschild driving with the left hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And we're going to have a charging foul call. Foul called against Viterbo. And Hofschild. Hofschild whistled for her second personal foul. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. This is Angbers to trigger it in. With the basketball, right side is Cruz. Cruz, left side to Angbers. Angbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in. And Rinesmith is fouled before she gets to the hoop. The foul is going to go on Madison Dorr, her first. And team foul number five against Viterbo. Dort College is shooting bonus free throws from here on out. Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College has not scored a field goal in this quarter. They've scored 4 points all on free throws. They're 4 of 6 in this quarter from the free throw line. Now 5 of 7. 21-14. Another free throw on the way. That foul, by the way, was on Dorr and was her first. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Second free throw not good. Service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. 5:44 and counting. With it on the right side is Bryn Bozich. Comes back to Nilsson. Nilsson, round the horn they go. Comes back to the right wing to Hebner. Pass into the lane. Turnaround from the free throw line is up on the rim and good. Alyssa Nilsson with 4 points. And the North College defender lead is 21-16. 21-16 our score. Right side is Kim Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low for Evavold. Evavold tries to put the hook shot up. It's blocked. Comes back over left side. Shot clock at 15. Comes over to Angbers. Angbers pass deflected. And now we've got a foul on the play. And Evavold will go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go on Geiser and is her first. That's number two on Geiser, beg your pardon. Evavold to shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Dort College leading 23-16 as Evavold makes both free throws. She's a 64% free throw shooter entering play today. On the right side, Viterbo down to the baseline. Viterbo still trying to test the waters was Nelson, and her pass is swiped by Angbers. Angbers gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz passes right side over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith at the top of the key. Pocket pass to Paloma, and Paloma's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Shea Paloma. Dort College will play defense. Dort College still hasn't scored here in the second quarter from the field. They've got seven free throws to their credit. Viterbo has a couple of field goals in this quarter, a 3 and a 2. They've fallen behind by 7, matching their largest deficit of the contest. Beg your pardon, they were down by 8 earlier in the ball game at 11-3. Shot is missed on the perimeter. Here comes Dort College. 4 minutes remaining. First half of play. Rinesmith on the left side. Rinesmith over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Comes back over left wing. Cruz spins it off. Left side, Paloma. Paloma kicks it out. Angbers. Angbers underneath Evavold. Evavold layup good. Rachel Evavold with 6 points. And the Dort College lead is up to 9, 25-16. 25-16, Dort College leading. That's their largest lead. Viterbo basketball. So the V-Hawks working it around. They've fallen behind, though. Now they've got to make up some ground. Right side, shot in the lane, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz stops, passes right side. Rinesmith, long three on the way for Rinesmith. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo up and running. This is Bailey Jones. Jones feeds it off right side over to Wall. Wall's pass deflected and picked off by Evavold. Well, turnovers have been an issue for Viterbo all season. And they continue to be an issue. Ryan Smith with a layup. She's got 3. And the Dort College lead has grown to 11 at 27-16. 27-16 our score. Pass left side. They give it up to Dorr. Dorr to Bozich. Bozich with it. Bozich down to the right baseline. Cross-court pass, dangerous pass, and it's tipped and taken away by Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, doesn't have the numbers, missed it, no good. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this half, and we've got a foul called before the pass. Foul's going to go in against number 23 for the defenders, Paige Angbers. And for Paige, that is number 1. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Peyton Harmson's going to check into the ball game. Checking out of the game will be Paige Angbers. The Turbo inbounding the basketball. And the V-Hawks, Bailey Jones. Pass goes in to Bozich. Bozich loses her footing. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Viterbo basketball. So the V-Hawks will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Bryn Bozich to trigger it. Bozich gets the ball inbounded to Nelson. Right side with a basketball. Bozich comes back left wing to Hebner. Feeds it down low. On it, not giving up any ground that time was Bausma, but a fadeaway is up and down for Viterbo. And I believe that's number 21, Nelson, with the basket. She's got six. And the defenders trail it 27-18. Shot no good. And the Viterbo V-Hawks will inbound the basketball. Door College by 9, 27-18. Viterbo basketball. They work it on the right side. Door College with a 9-point advantage. Bailey Jones. Jones driving in. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt looking long. Passes over to Harmson. Harmson feeds underneath Landers. Landers shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is up and good. Rio Landers with a 2-point basket. Makes it 29-18. First basket of the day for Rio Landers. The Turbo basketball. And the V-Hawks. Bozich. Down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Dort College. Foul's going to go on number 22 for the defenders. That's Jamie Gasink. Gasink whistled for the personal. So Jamie Gasink whistled for the foul, and the Dort College lead is 29-18. And throwing the ball in for Viterbo is number 14, Bozich. Bozich passes to Bailey Jones. Jones on the wing. Jones gives it up, Bozich. Bozich, free throw line jumper, and that one's missed, no good. Miranda Nelson missed the shot from the free throw line, and it's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball under 30 seconds to go. 19 seconds now and counting. Shot clock is off. Rinesmith gives it up to Cruz. Cruz driving in. Her shot blocked. Nelson with a blocked shot. Here comes Viterbo. 8 seconds remaining. Now 7. Right side pass, Hebner. Hebner 3. No good. Fight for the rebound, and the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 29, Viterbo 18. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action, along with all the numbers, in a moment.
Dort.
Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College defenders leading Viterbo at halftime by a score of 29-18. The defenders, neither team shooting the ball well. Viterbo plagued by turnovers as well. And we'll tell you all about the numbers. Let's begin with team numbers. Viterbo, 8 of 22 from the floor, 2 for 6 on three-pointers. They have not attempted a free throw. They have no offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds. They have 11 turnovers and 4 steals. For the Dort College defenders, they are 8 of 27 from the floor for 29.6%, just 1 of 11 on three-pointers. Paige Engbers knocked down a 3 early in the ballgame. Dort College is 12 of 16 from the free-throw line for 75%. They have 9 offensive and 14 defensive rebounds for 23 total. They own a 23-14 rebounding advantage. They have turned the ball over 7 times, and they have forced 6 turnovers by steals. Individually, the Dort College defenders are led by Shea Palomo with 7 points, all of them coming from the free throw line, where she is 7 of 10. Kenzie Bausma has 4 points. Rachel Evavold has 6. 3 each for Paige Engbers and Annie Rinesmith. 2 for Ebby Pruitt, and 2 for Rio Landers. For Viterbo, Alyssa Nelson has 6 points. Cassie Hofschild and Peyton Curry have 3 points each. 2 points each for Bryn Bozich, Miranda Nelson, and Olivia Woods. Arissa Geiser and Bailey Jones have three rebounds each. Dort College's Paige Ambers has four rebounds. Kenzie Bausma has three. Five different players have one assist each for the defenders. And Viterbo has four different players with one assist each. Cassie Hofschild has two steals for Viterbo. Paige Ambers has two steals for the defenders. All that adds up to a 29-18 lead for the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take another break and be back with more right after this. And I think we have everything squared away here on Press Row. Sometimes on these holiday classics, you have to piece things together and take care of some emergencies as they come up. Nothing big, but had to be taken care of. The Friends University Falcons and Northwestern Red Raiders played earlier today, and it was Northwestern getting a 94-61 win after trailing at halftime 33-37. Northwestern outscored Friends 29-8 in the third quarter on the way to a 94-61 win. Northwestern scored 61 points in the second half, outscoring Friends 61-24 to forge that victory. Northwestern was led by Shanda Zomerman with 23 points. Darby Gustafson added 19. Haley Burks had 14, and Paige Danner had 13. For Friends University, Sean Sellers had 32 points. She was 12 of 26 from the floor. She also had four assists and five rebounds in nearly 39 minutes of play. That is who Dort College will be playing tomorrow, the Friends University Falcons, at 1 in the afternoon. Play will begin at 11 o'clock with Viterbo versus Northwestern. The men's schedule tomorrow features at 3 o'clock, Northwestern versus Oak Hills Christian. And the 5 o'clock contest will be Dort College versus Mayville State. The 6 o'clock game today will match up Northwestern versus Mayville State. And the 8 o'clock game tonight back on KDCR, it'll be Dort College versus Oak Hills Christian. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of today's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back to action as we resume play. Second half of action. Dort College with a double-digit lead, looking to build on that right away here. Dort College with the first possession. They pass right side. They give it underneath to Bausma. Bausma, drop step, shot, good. Kenzie Bausma with 6 points, and the defender lead is 31-18. 31-18, Dort College leading. Viterbo basketball. Viterbo with it on the right side is Nilsson. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ball game at 13 points right now. They feed it to Curry. Curry in the lane. Her shot no good. Shot it into the arms of Shea Palama. Now Paige Ambers will get called for the foul on the second chance shot. Ambers whistled for the personal, and for Paige, that is number 2 on her. Peyton Curry will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair. First one is off the heel, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Curry makes one of two free throws. Dort College on the offensive end. Driving in is Bausma. Bausma right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Ambers. Ambers into the lane. Tries to thread the needle to Palama. It's taken away by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo with it on the right side, Hofschild. Hofschild, around the horn they go. Left side. This is Peyton Curry. Curry out front to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones gives it up back to Curry. Curry into the lane. Curry runs into a brick wall, lost it on the way up. Here comes Dort College. Cruz into the front court. Kim splits the defense, and she drives in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Hofschild. That's number 3 on her. Hofschild picks up her third personal foul. And throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Ryan Smith to trigger it. Ryan Smith gets it back to Angbers. Angbers back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Angbers. Angbers left side. Comes back to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith at the left elbow. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, right wing. Comes back to Angbers. Angbers splits the defense. Runner shot blocked partially. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Jones. Jones with it on the right side. Jones goes left wing over to Geiser. Geiser with the basketball. Geiser to Hofschild. Hofschild with the basketball. Hofschild working with the basketball. She feeds it inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz over to Bausma. Bausma with a head full of steam. Her layup is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. She gives Dort College a 33-19 lead pending the free throw. So with 7:43 remaining in the third quarter, Dort College extends the lead to 33-19, and Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line. She will shoot for a three-point play. She has 6 points, four of them in the second half, and she's shooting for number seven here. Free throw is up, left it short, no good. So Dort College on the defensive end. And Viterbo promptly turns it over. Dort College will get the basketball back. Viterbo turns it over. Dort College coming back the other way. And the Dort College defenders, they get it to Bausma. Bausma on the block. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Gasing. Gasing with the ball. Gasing comes back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith trying to thread the needle. And we have a hold called against Viterbo. That's going to go on number 34, Arissa Geiser. Geiser whistled for her third, and team foul number three, and Viterbo wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. 7:19 remaining in the third quarter. And that timeout charged to Viterbo. They now have three remaining. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center at 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs. Delivering on quality and on time since 1955. 7:19 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College with the basketball. Ryan Smith double-teamed over to Cruz. Cruz left side looking for Bausma. Comes back over to Palama. Palama facing up 12 feet from the hoop. Puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Comes back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith fakes the pass. Her left-handed layup on the runner is good. Annie Ryan Smith with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 35-19. 35-19 our score. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo driving in is Curry. And Curry is fouled on the way up. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Ryan Smith. Annie Ryan Smith whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number one. Beg your pardon, team foul number two on the defenders here in this quarter. Free throws for Curry. First one misses the mark. She's 1 for 3 today. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Second free throw is missed, no good. Bausma, another drive. Bausma, another basket. And Bausma is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 6:35 remaining here in this second, in the third quarter. So Bausma with 10 points. She's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. She's got all of her points on 2-point field goals, and her free throw is up and good. So Bausma makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play, and Dort College has doubled up on Viterbo, 38-19. Right side pass, Viterbo, Curry, right side to Jones. Jones gives it up to Nilsson. Nilsson to Jones. Jones, runner, wild shot, good. Peyton Curry with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 38-21. 38-21 our score. Pruitt underneath to Landers. Landers easy bucket. She's got four. The assist to Pruitt. Dort College leading 40-21. Right side with it is Hebner. Hebner with the basketball. Hebner back over to Curry. Curry on the wing to Jones. Jones gives it up to Nilsson. Nilsson with the basketball. Nilsson to Hebner. They feed it underneath. Shot is up with a left-hand hook. No good. Rebound cleared by... That was cleared by Dort College's Rio Landers in the middle of the lane. Pass goes to Gasing. Fakes left, goes right. Shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo and Alyssa Nilsson. Nilsson passes it off. Shot is blocked by Landers. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Nilsson. Nilsson comes right side. Curry. Curry on the wing. Curry back outside to Hebner. Hebner with the basketball. Nearing the midpoint of the third quarter. Step back by Curry. Curry misses it. No good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma outlets to Flohn. Flohn with the basketball. Diagonal pass over to Gasing. Gasing ball fake. Puts it up in traffic. It's good. Jamie Gasing with her first two today. Dort College leads 42-21. 42-21 our score. Viterbo basketball. Jones. Jones to Curry. Curry to Hebner. Hebner back over to Curry. Curry three, missed it, no good. Rebound Pruitt. Here's Dort College off and running again. Pruitt does not have the number. She's going to press the issue herself. And foul is called against Bailey Jones. That's number two on her. Abby Pruitt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Abby Pruitt makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 44-21, so the defenders now starting to stretch it out. Pass goes left side, defenders up by 23. They led by 11 at halftime. Three missed it, no good. They're settling for long jumpers right now. This is Viterbo. And the Dort College defenders up by 23 over the basketball. Harmson. Harmson out front. Pruitt. Pruitt drives into the lane, dumps it off for Evavold. Evavold shot, good. Evavold with 8 points, and the defenders lead at 46-21. 3:45 and counting. Right side with it is Viterbo. Dort College by 25 with 3:39 left to go in the third quarter. Viterbo basketball, Hebner. Hebner with it. Hebner to Nilsson. Nilsson, three-pointer on the way, is up and good. That's a three for Hebner. It's 46-24, Dort College leading. 3:20 and counting. Third quarter of play, pass over to Harmson. Harmson steps on the sideline out of bounds as she tries to save the errant pass. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. So Dort College inbounding the basketball, defending as Viterbo inbounds. Viterbo's pass right side to Hofschild. Hofschild on the wing. Hofschild into the corner. Another free shot for Hebner. That's no good. And now Harmson's going to be called for a foul. Foul called on Harmson. That's number one on her. So a free throw, no free throws yet. That's foul number three on the defenders in this half. Working against Evavold, the hook shot, no good. Rebound Harmson. Peyton with the basketball, driving across half court, looking now to give it up. Passes left wing to Pruitt. Pruitt. They go to Landers. Landers on the right block. And Landers travels with the basketball. Turnover gives the ball back to Viterbo. So Viterbo with the lead. I beg your pardon, with the basketball trailing. And they have not had much luck here in this. Here in the second half, Dort College has a 17-6 scoring advantage in the second half of play. Top of the key three, off the mark, no good by Nelson. Rebound cleared by Dort College. This is Flown, drops it off for Evavold. Evavold bumps into the defensive player and doesn't get a strong shot up. Long pass into the front court is Hofschild. Shot no good, rebound Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson comes back over, working it into the front court, is Flown. Flown to Landers. Landers underneath Evavold. Evavold basket good. Rachel Evavold able to seal her player defensively, and the Dort College defenders lead it 48-24. 150 and counting. Third quarter of play, Dort College by 24. Viterbo basketball, Hofschild. Hofschild to Dorr. Dorr in traffic, and Dorr is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go against Alyssa Flown. That's number two on her. So both of these teams are back in action tomorrow. Viterbo against Northwestern tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be the brunch contest. And then the late lunch contest will be Dort College facing Friends. And then we work our way through the day, the last day of 2016. Hope you can join us for at least part of it. Love to see you here after the whip. Miranda Nelson makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 48-26. So Dort College has this one in hand. Let's see if they can finish this quarter well. And then get into the fourth quarter with a 20-plus point lead. Shake left, go right, Pruitt. Pruitt into the lane, off in traffic, short arms it, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hofschild. Hofschild gives it up to Hebner. Hebner back over to Hofschild, and Hofschild travels with it. So Hofschild travels with it. Had her feet set, and then did the crow hop and gets whistled for the travel violation. It's Dort College basketball. Turnovers have been an issue all day for Viterbo, and the Dort College defenders have a 22-point lead. Pruitt out front, Rinesmith. Rinesmith puts it on the deck. Rinesmith driving in, shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Landers. Landers shot no good. And coming out with it are the V-Hawks and Dorr. Dorr with a pass, and another turnover on the V-Hawks. My goodness, they have struggled mightily here in this contest, have the V-Hawks. That is, I believe, the 15th turnover on Viterbo. 41 seconds and counting, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Landers with it on the wing. They look for Harmson. Harmson in the corner, comes back out front, Pruitt. Pruitt to Rinesmith, 11 to shoot. Goes right side over to Fetters, and Fetters puts it on the deck, and she is fouled, and Alyssa Fetters is going to go to the free throw line. Fetters wearing zero, as she will for the rest of the season. She was one of those players that had to go through the number shuffle after the Dort College defenders lost some jerseys by theft on their trip to California. Made do with some jerseys transported with the sports information director later in the trip. And then shuffled them around, and I believe we're set for the rest of the year. Fetters makes both free throws. No, steal by Fetters. Fetters, 17 seconds, doesn't have to hurry so much. Drives in, off-balance shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Well, Fetters just put her head down and kept going to the hoop. She's got 4 points with an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. So Fetters with a three-point play opportunity. She's got four straight for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the mark. No good. So Fetters makes the layup. Fails to convert the free throw, though. And with 7 seconds left, the Hawks toss it underneath. End of the third quarter. Off-balance shot is up and good by Viterbo's Alyssa Nelson. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, Dort College 52, Viterbo 28. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 52-28, our score. Viterbo with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter of play, and it certainly looks like Dort College is in position to move their record to above 500. They lead 52-28. They force a turnover on the first possession by Viterbo in the second half. And Kim Cruz has the basketball. She goes over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up left side, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, 13 to shoot. Cruz splits the defense. Her short jumper in the lane, off the heel, no good. And here comes Viterbo. V-Hawks have the basketball. On the left side with it is Hebner. Hebner feeds it left wing. Three on the way, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken by Dort College. And a foul on the play. After securing the rebound was Gasink, and Gasink gets the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. The foul called against Viterbo and Peyton Curry. That was her fourth. Well, then on the right side is Gasink. Gasink, Cruz, Paloma. Paloma reverses back over to Angbers. Angbers thought about the three. Comes back to Gasink. Gasink, ball fake. Rocks into the drive. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Viterbo. Here come the V-Hawks. A minute 10 gone in the fourth quarter. Viterbo basketball. This is Dorr. Dorr with it. Dorr to Curry, and Curry is fouled on the play by Bausma. Bausma whistled for her second personal foul. Viterbo basketball. Throwing it in is Curry. And the ball is inbounded to Alyssa Nelson. And Nelson with a two-point basket. It's 52-30. Well, this one not done yet, but the Dort College defender still in a very good position. With it on the right side. Kick it over the top. That's Angbers. Angbers comes back right wing. Nothing there. Rinesmith, they go down low for Paloma, and Paloma is fouled on the play. And Shea will go to the free throw line for more free throws. Paloma did not play much in the third quarter. Comes back in to start the fourth quarter. That's foul number four, by the way, on Arissa Geiser. Well, Dort College has done a pretty nice job defensively against those players that have had averaging 4, 5, and 6 points apiece. They have limited Geiser. She's been scoreless. Bailey Jones, also scoreless, averaging right at 4 points per game. Peyton Curry off the bench, averaging 7. She's got 6. Second free throw by Paloma is no good, but a dead ball, delayed dead ball, and Paloma will shoot another free throw. So Shea's first free throw was good. She misses the second, but she gets another crack at it. So a delayed dead ball. And we'll do it again. Paloma with another chance, and she doesn't make the most of it. Offensive rebound, though, for Gasink. Gasink comes out with the offensive rebound. Pass left side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers right side over to Cruz. Cruz back over to Gasink. Gasink to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz free throw line. Comes back outside Angbers. Angbers misses badly. No good. Rebound Paloma tries to fire it back out to the perimeter, and it's taken away by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo back out front. Free throw line jumper is up and through for Miranda Nelson. Nelson with 6 points. And Viterbo has started the fourth quarter with two field goals. Dort College with one made free throw to their credit so far. Paloma shot in the lane, no good, and now a fight for the rebound And it appears Dort College will call for a timeout. 7:20 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 53-32, Dort College leading. Timeout. Defenders back with more in a moment.
Hey, did you hear?
53-32, Dort College by 21. Viterbo basketball after the Defenders use the timeout. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Ball deflected. It's picked up by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith underneath. Bausma. Bausma reverse layup. Good. She's got 13. 55-32. Kenzie Bausma with a team-high 13 points. And the Defenders with this one well in hand, it would seem, as long as they take care of business. A travel violation called on Viterbo and Miranda Nelson, and Nelson might have turned an ankle on the play. She's going to get up slowly and try to walk it off, it appears. While she does that, we'll tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Crews out front, Angbers. Angbers over the basketball. Angbers back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. They feed it underneath. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play, and Kim Crews will go to the free throw line. Crews, I believe, had the first basket of the day. Has been held scoreless since. She'll shoot two free throws here. The Dort College Christmas Basketball Classic made possible in part by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, Subway, Northwest Bank, Holiday Inn Express, and Casey's Bakery. Thanks to those five sponsors of the Dort College Christmas Classic. First free throw is up. No good by Cruz. Another one on the way. Cruz is a 71% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Cruz is up and good. So Kim Cruz makes one of two. And the Defender lead is 56-32. 56-32, our score. The Turbo basketball. This is Nelson. Nelson to Jones. Down to the right baseline. Short jumper on the rim and through for Bailey Jones. Jones with a two-point basket. It's 56-34. Viterbo, a team that's averaging just under 50 points per contest. Pass to the cutter, Cruz. Cruz double team. Fires it out to Paloma. Paloma, Angbers, Angbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the left wing. Comes back over to Bausma. Bausma right corner. This is Angbers. Angbers underneath Paloma. Paloma back to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Five to shoot. Cruz splits the defense. Drives in. Her shot no good. Rebound no good. Cruz another chance at it. Kim with the right hand no good. And she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. 5:36 remaining in the contest. Dort College leading 56-34. Dort College will in all likelihood go to 8-7 for the season. They entered play today 7-7. Viterbo in danger of falling to 2-15. First free throw was good. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. So a couple of made baskets on free throws for Kim Cruz. Cruz now with five. And the Defender lead is 58-34. 58-34 the score. Viterbo into the front court. Jones. Jones. Back over to Nelson. Nelson. Pull up jumper, now off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Abby Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt comes back over to Harmson. Harmson three, in and out, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo basketball, Jones. They feed it underneath. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Fetters. Alyssa Fetters with the rebound. She clears it off to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the right wing. Abby Pruitt. Picks up her dribble, passes right side over to Fetters. Fetters to Flone. Flone to Pruitt. Pruitt with it. Pruitt back over to Fetters. Fetters right side. And what do we have? We're going to have a travel call against the North College defenders and Flone. So Flone .430 left to go. Flone whistled for the travel violation. And Viterbo has the basketball. They work it to the top of the key. Pass goes right side over to Hofschild. Hofschild to Jones. Jones gives it up to Wall. Wall with the basketball. Ball poked away by Evavold. 2 seconds on the shot clock. 4:06 on the game clock. So a shot clock violation pending unless Viterbo can get a shot off, and they do right at the shot clock. So a shot clock violation, and the North College defenders have the basketball back. Bringing the ball up will be Flone. Flone right side to Pruitt. Under 4 minutes to go in regulation. North College leading 58-34. Pass goes down low to Pruitt. Pruitt shot off balance, no good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo on the left side, and Flone comes away with a steal, and Flone hits the floor hard. And the foul's going to go on Viterbo, and that'll be over the foul limit. And Hofschild is whistled for her fourth personal foul. Flone will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled on the other end, but Viterbo is over the five foul limit. First free throw by Flone is good. 59-34, another free throw coming. North College gotten to the free throw line, and they've attacked the basket. Gotten to the free throw line. They have had a significant advantage there today. Flone makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 60-34. 3:40 remaining in regulation. We'll be talking with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson after the contest. Dort College basketball. Defensively. The Turbo basketball. This is Bozich. And Bozich is fouled. It's team foul number three against the defenders. 3:20 and counting. As Viterbo inbounds the basketball. Shot is up in traffic, no good, but a foul on the play called on Fetters. And Bailey Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:19 remaining. 3:19 remaining in this contest. Well, tomorrow will be a significant challenge for the defenders, taking on a Friends team that entered play 11-2 this weekend, now 11-3. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Jones makes one of two free throws. It's 60-35. Harmson with it. Harmson to Landers. Landers goes right side. Pruitt. Pruitt. Lob pass over the top for Evavold. Evavold unable to hang on to it. Here comes Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo. This is Woods. Woods back over to Bozich. Bozich to the top of the key. Right side swing pass over to Wall. Wall's shot no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be North College basketball. Viterbo part of the North Star Athletic Conference. That is a conference that spans, includes teams from North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Nebraska. That's a big footprint. Going to lose one of their members after next year. That being Jamestown. Jamestown making their way into the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's the same conference that Viterbo is a member of, along with the likes of Bellevue, Valley City State. Turnover by the Dort College defenders. Dort College with a 60-35 advantage. Pruitt will be checking into the contest. Dort College, a cross-court pass that ended up well out of bounds. 2:15 and counting. Viterbo basketball. And a foul called. And right now you're into one of those situations where you just want the clock to run and you want the teams to finish it out cleanly. A few too many fouls here. So free throws on the way for Viterbo. First free throw is up and down for Viterbo's Alyssa Good. Second free throw is good as well. So Good makes both free throws. Dort College's lead is 60-37. Fetters with the basketball. Feeds it underneath. Evavold. Evavold layup good. Rachel Evavold with a dozen. Dort College leads 62-37. And Viterbo is going to use a full-length timeout here with 1:51 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Viterbo basketball after the timeout. They've got two remaining. Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. Rebound cleared by Abby Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. 1:25 remaining. Pass right side. They look for Walterstorff on the cut. Up front, it's Norton. Norton lets fly with a three from the top of the key, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo out front with it on the right side. This is Bozich, and a blocking foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Alyssa Fetters. She's whistled for a block. So two free throws on the way for Bryn Bozich. Bozich so far today, 2 points. First free throw off the mark, no good. Another one on the way. Dort College by 25. Rio Landers checks out of the ballgame. Second free throw is up and good. So Bozic makes one of two. And the defender lead is 62-38. 1 minute remaining. Pass comes over to Norton. Norton with the basketball over to Fetters. Fetters, cross-court pass is swiped by Dorr. Dorr with the basketball. Dorr goes left side over to Woods. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and a putback is up and down for Courtney Wall. She's fouled, and foul's going to go on Alyssa Fetters. Fetters has managed to pick up three personal fouls, and it's 62-40 with a free throw pending. Free throw is on the way. This one's up and no good by Dorr. Rebound is taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the right side. They get it over to Fetters. Fetters to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff shot from the corner is good. A two-point basket for Walterstorff. So Walterstorff in the scorebook today, 64-40. 30-second timeout charged to Viterbo. Shot clock is off. 23.8 seconds remaining in regulation. So Dort College is going to win this contest. It's just a matter of by what the final margin is. Viterbo will call the timeout, and I would imagine this is a situational timeout where they're going to attempt to run a play. And see if they can do an end-of-the-game situation here. Viterbo basketball, 22 seconds. Let's see what they run. It looks like a special. against the zone defense applied by the defenders. 15 to shoot. They feed it inside. Looking. Free throw line. 12-footer. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Hawksburg. And Hawksburgen gets it over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court over to Norton. Norton to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Hawksburgen. Hawksburgen shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the ball game. Our final score, Dort College 64, Viterbo 40. We'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the statistics for today's contest. Viterbo, 15 of 46 from the floor, 32.6%, 3 for 14 on threes, 21.4%, 7 of 13 on free throws, 53.8%. Dort College had a 43-31 rebounding advantage. Dort College, 20 of 54 from the floor. That came out to 37%. Three-pointers, Viterbo was 1 for 14. Dort College was 1 for 14 from the three-point line. That came out to 7%, and they shot 71.9% from the free-throw line. Back with a look at all of the numbers and Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson's post-game comments right after this. We're back at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday. As we put the finishing touches on the women's contest, we'll get to the numbers in just a little bit. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson takes a seat beside me. And, Coach, a pretty good defensive effort by your team this evening, or this afternoon. You forced 22 turnovers. You limit Viterbo to 15 of 46 shooting for the ballgame, 32.6%. You combine those things, and you took care of the basketball for the most part, just 14 turnovers on your side. That's going to win you some ball games. A lot of good things to take away from this win here this afternoon.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of our girls. You know, in the first half especially, things weren't really falling for us. So our defense is really what I think kind of made the spread a little bit wider than it normally would have been had we been shooting poorly. But as a group, I thought our defensive effort was, we were definitely on the same page tonight, which was nice to see. And we rebounded the ball pretty well also.
Also, you got to the free throw line, 23 of 32 from the free throw line. Even though you weren't making shots, you were being aggressive, getting the ball into the lane, and good things happened when you got the ball into the lane.
Yeah, I think Shay did a really good job sealing and using her body, and their post players had a little bit of a tough time guarding her physicality, and then she did a good job staying composed and drawing the foul. So I was happy to see that tonight.
Talk a little bit about individuals. Kenzie Bausma came out strong in the second half, and she got three field goals really quickly. And you were able to flash her into the lane, get some shots in the paint for her, and she took advantage of her athleticism.
Yeah, Kenzie's incredibly athletic. I don't know if there's somebody in the country who can jump the way that she does. So when she's in the paint and stays controlled, that's when she's her best, and that's when we're our best, when we can get her either in transition or flashing through the lane.
Bausma, good day, 6 for 7 from the floor. Rachel Eve of Old, 5 for 7. Boy, thank goodness that those two were making baskets, because after that it got pretty difficult from the field.
Yeah, we were a little bit cold today. There's definitely no secret to that. But it's nice to have Rachel back, because she is a spark for us, especially off the bench. She does a good job, not just finishing, but she's a great passer too, so she creates things for us. And so we're just happy to have her back in the lineup.
What do you see from that Friends team in the first game with Northwestern that concerns you heading into tomorrow?
Well, I think they have the leading scorer in the country on their team, or one of the leading scorers in the country, and so we're going to have to take care of the basketball, because she's going to pick us off all day and get layups if we don't. And that's something that we've struggled with a little bit, especially under pressure, and they play that really active zone. And so we're just going to have to be patient and rip through and hopefully use our bigs a little bit. I thought Northwestern did a great job exposing that. Their bigs were patient, and they looked for the high-low quite a bit in the second half. And we're definitely going to have to shoot the ball a little bit better.
Yeah.
The three will be open tomorrow, but if we don't hit shots, we're going to find ourselves in a big hole against a tough team.
Yeah, Friends showed a few different zones from what I saw, even a 1-2-2 mixed in there, and they've got an athletic enough player to do that, but they're going to present some different looks, some unique things that we maybe don't see much of in the conference.
Yeah, they're really small and really fast, so it's going to be a different matchup for us. I'm glad that we have some athletic post players. I think Shay does a really good job guarding quick people, but we're just going to have to to definitely protect the paint really well. And then we're going to have to continue to rebound well because they crash hard and they play really hard.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and a good win for your team today to get to above 500.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. I told you about the team numbers here and the individual numbers. First of all, for the defenders, Kenzie Bausman ended up with 13 points, as I alluded to with Coach. Rachel Evavold had 12, 8 for Shea Palama, 5 for Kim Cruz and Annie Rinesmith, 4 for Abby Pruitt, 2 for Alyssa Flohn, 4 for Alyssa Fetters, 5 for Annie Rinesmith, 3 for Paige Angbers, 2 for Jamie Gasing, 4 for Rio Landers, 2 for Abby Walterstor for their total of 64. For Viterbo, Alyssa Nelson had 10 points to lead them, 6 for Miranda Nelson, 6 for Peyton Curry, 3 each for Bailey Jones and Heidi Hebner, 3 for Bryn Bozich, 2 for Courtney Wall, 2 for Alyssa Goody, 6 for Miranda Nelson, and 2 for Olivia Woods. Rebounding, Dort College, it was a team effort today. Abby Pruitt had 5, 4 each for Jamie Gasing, Paige Angbers, Kim Cruz, and Kenzie Bausma. 3 assists for Annie Rinesmith today, 3 for Abby Pruitt. 3 steals for Paige Angbers. 2 steals for Viterbo's Cassie Hofschild. And 2 assists for Bailey Jones. Viterbo falls to 2-15. Dort College improves to 8-7. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College basketball for the women's game. Men's contest will come up in about 2 hours. We'll be back on the air for that. Until then, for KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.